Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
Well, I get the honor and the privilege of bringing a short word to you guys tonight. We have had a fabulous time here at Kids Camp. And all of you that are here, really quickly, if you are on the camp staff, would you just stand? Team leader, team assistant, CA, crafts, lunch. Thank you. Yes, all the Texas team, stand up. Would you give these folks a great big hand? Thank you so much for sacrificing. We've had people take time off of work, give of their time, their money, their energy. The Texas team paid their own way, and they have been a blessing. Just today, our team from Japan went home. Pastor Mayumi preached a great word Sunday night, and she brought three others to come and share with us. And they came to learn. They want their children's ministry to grow. And we were able to give them a flash drive with everything we could fill on it. And they're going to go home. They're full of passion. They're full of excitement. And their children's ministry is going to grow in Japan. Amen? Amen. We had the honor. And the way the Lord has just brought all of us together this week, it's been beyond what I could have dreamed or imagined. And Pastor, I've been like you. I've been crying just with gratefulness and thanksgiving to the Lord. Those of you that have entrusted your kids to me and my team, thank you. Thank you. God has been pouring out his spirit the last two mornings. We have two more days of camp, by the way. We're not done. So, staff, are you ready? We're going to load up on some coffee tomorrow, okay? We're going to have some fun. But I also want to thank our special guests, Pastor Kelly, Minister Hanalei Decoit. God has been using them. You saw their alter egos on stage tonight, but they are amazing preachers. And the last two mornings, we have had times in the Holy Spirit, times in the altar that have been life-changing. And I'm so thankful you guys came. Thank you. Well, tonight, we're going to continue our series, what we've been learning at camp. And this camp is called Call of the Wild. And it's about God calling you into the unknown. When God calls you, he doesn't give you all the steps. You just have to answer the call and then trust him. You answer the call of God and you follow him. And he equips you for your journey. Today we learned about the backpack and how important it is. Right, kids? Do we pack flat screen TVs in our backpacks? No, those gamers would try to, right? We had a fun sermon this morning, Minister Hanalei, about do we pack it or do we trash it? And we learned about those. There are essentials that we need to have in order to continue our journey. Those in here in Alaska, you guys, we go out. We go out in the wild. How many of you guys go hunting? You have a lot of preparations to do. You have to make sure you have the right things. When we go camping in a few weeks, church fishing trip. I cannot wait. We'll give you a packing list so you come prepared. Amen. But the Bible says that God gives us everything we need to live a holy life. He equips us and he gives us everything we need. So we talked about how taking out of our backpack the burdens that the enemy puts in there, whether it's sin or whether it's wrong thinking. Okay? And that sometimes we forget what we've left in our backpack. Sometimes there's things at the bottom that you don't even remember putting it in there. And how other people have put things in your backpack. And before you know it, you're weighed down with burdens that you're not supposed to be carrying. But how nothing is hidden from the Lord. That's what we learned this morning. And he wants to pull out those big boulders so you're not walking around burdened with depression, with trauma, with memories and words spoken over you. And people were set free today. Not just boys and girls, but leaders and youth were set free by opening up their backpack. Jesus, you take out. All right, and then we're going to continue the journey. You like our set here? We We have had a great time exploring the wilderness, and tonight we're going to be talking about the fire. Living in Alaska, fire is really important. It is. Fire, we have to learn how to build a proper fire. Who knows how to build a proper fire? Amen. We've taught our kids at a young age how to chop firewood. It's a great workout, by the way. Don't need a gym membership. And here in Alaska, though, it's important because fire is essential for us. Whether we have a fireplace in our home, whether we have a wood-burning stove, whether we're out hunting, we need the fire. We need to know how to build a proper fire. When fires keep us warm, give us light, okay? Those of you who've done survival training out in the wilderness, how do you build a fire out in the middle of nowhere when you're stuck or lost? It's very important so that you can stay alive. And, you know, I wanted to show you guys a picture. We bought a farm a few years ago, and it had a wood-burning stove out in the shop. And we're not carpenters. We don't build things. We raise animals and eat them. It's great. All right? And my husband had this great idea. Hun, why don't we install the wood-burning stove in our farmhouse? Because it's huge. And so this past September, we paid somebody to come in and install it, and I have a picture right there of our wood-burning stove. That sucker gets hot. Let me just tell you something. We had it installed in September. We were so excited. We're like, we're gonna try it now. And Pastor Kirsten stuffed that sucker. Stuffed it and lit it, and we all slept in shorts and tank tops. We sweat all night. It heated the whole house. It was hilarious. It was awesome, and now we love it. We love the smell. We love the sound. We love having the fire. It's a comfort to us. I've got another picture here. Don't mind the dog. There you go. There's Tucker. Yes, we have a golden doodle. Oh, Lord, help us. But I want you to, do you see that fire cooking in that stove? Look at that. And I'm telling you, on the coldest nights, to be able to have that fire in our house is such a comfort. And we got a pot on there boiling water. That sucker gets really warm. And tonight I want to talk to you about the fire of the Holy Spirit. The fire of the Holy Spirit. Living in this world, the fire of the Holy Spirit is important to have. In the same way, living in Alaska, knowing how to build a fire, knowing how to stay warm, knowing how to do those things, it's essential to Christian living. Matter of fact, I want to read a verse in Luke 3:16. John the Baptist said this. So John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Go to Acts chapter 1, verse 4. This is a common one that we all hear. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait." What was that word? Wait. "For the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Skip down to verse 8, Acts chapter 1. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Jesus knew he was about to leave, and he knew his disciples needed the Holy Spirit. He told them, "Wait, wait. The Holy Spirit's going to come." He knew they needed the Holy Spirit to live out the call of God in their lives. The Holy Spirit is essential. As a follower of Jesus, you need the Holy Spirit to be a follower of Jesus. Boys and girls, we talked about how Jesus is our true north. And to follow him, to keep following him, not only do you have to be equipped, but you have to keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning. We're going to talk about what that means. As a follower of Jesus, you need the Holy Spirit because he gives you the power to be witnesses. To be witnesses. That's why Jesus told them to wait. He says, then you're going to go out into all the world and be my witnesses and witness to all these areas. The Holy Spirit gives you the boldness to step out, the power to witness and to be a witness, the gift of speaking in tongues. The gift of speaking in tongues is not just for the Pentecostal church. It is a heavenly prayer language that you can pray God's will. There are times when my brain gets in the way of my prayers. And there are times when I don't know what to pray. I don't know how to pray. And the gift of being able to pray in tongues, knowing that the Spirit is praying through me, knowing that God understands what I'm praying, that is a gift that every follower of Jesus needs. Have you ever been afraid that you would pray with the wrong motive? I have. Have you ever been afraid that you would pray with the wrong motive? Have you ever just, God, just get them. Have you ever been treated wrongly and you want to pray down the fire of God to consume that person? That's not a right motive. When you get so angry or so distraught that you don't know how to pray, you get to pray in tongues. You get to pray in tongues. It's a gift. It's a gift from the Lord. The power to live holy. Oh. God says, be holy as I am holy. And you cannot be holy without the power of the Holy Spirit. When you go to say something wrong and the Holy Spirit goes, Who's ever had the Holy Spirit put his hand over your mouth so you wouldn't say, that's right. Boys and girls, have you ever gone to do something you weren't supposed to do and you get this knot in your stomach like, don't do it? That's the Holy Spirit. He's trying to help you to live holy and righteous. That's what he's trying to do. That knot in your stomach is the Holy Spirit. Don't do it. Don't do it. Obey mom. Obey dad. Youth in the room, I'm so glad you're here tonight. The power of the Holy Spirit gives you courage to live holy before your friends, to do what's right when everybody else is doing wrong, to flee temptation, run away from it. The Holy Spirit gives you the boldness and the courage to be a light, to be different than everybody else. You're not supposed to be like the crowd. You're supposed to be the one that says, that's not right. I'm not doing that. The power of the Holy Spirit gives you that boldness and that courage. You can't do it without him. You are not strong enough. None of us are. Those great disciples in the Bible weren't even strong enough to do it on their own. Jesus said, wait, wait in Jerusalem. Wait. All of us need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. He exposes lies. Oh, I love it. I love it. Today we had some lies exposed. Some boys and girls had wrong thinking about who they are and who God made them to be. And the Holy Spirit guides us into the truth of God's word and what he says we are and what he says we can have. The Holy Spirit is a guide to help you keep on the straight and narrow path. It's not a wide path. It's straight. It's narrow. And the Holy Spirit guides you along the way to be able to think like God thinks, His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. But it's the Holy Spirit that will guide you into truth. Who you really are. Who you really are in the Lord. So many of you have been labeled by others. The Holy Spirit rips off those labels. So many of you walk around as a victim, and the Holy Spirit is telling you, you're not a victim anymore. You're a victor. Start thinking like it. Start acting like it. The Holy Spirit guides us into the truth. What about the fruit of the Spirit? Listen to this. Kids, help me out. Are you ready? But the fruit of the Spirit is goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit in your life. Are you ever lacking in those fruit? Do you ever lack self-control? Parents, do you ever lack patience? Do you ever lack gentleness, kindness, goodness? Yeah. The Holy Spirit is the one who can fill you back up. He can fill you back up. And when you're running low, He never runs low. He never runs out. You pray in the Holy Ghost and you let Him fill you up with that joy that you need. In the middle of a storm, you can have joy because of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience. All of those things are fruits of the Spirit. Now, once you have the Holy Spirit, keep it burning brightly. How many of you know that once you start a fire, you don't leave it? What do you have to do? You have to tend it. If you don't tend that fire, what's going to happen? It's going to go out. Once you receive the Holy Spirit, let's talk about how to tend your fire. Praying in the Spirit, Ephesians 6:18 says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. And with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Number two, how do you tend your fire? Witnessing. Share your testimony. What has God done for you? Be a witness and watch that fire just come on up on the inside of you. You keep tending that fire by obeying the Holy Spirit. Now, boys and girls, I want you to listen to me here. Obeying the Holy Spirit. Don't ignore Him. He is your guide. He's trying to help you. Galatians 5:24 says this. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. In step with the Spirit. You ever link arms with your friend and like match your stride? I used to do that with my dad. The Spirit wants you to be in step with Him. That doesn't mean that you let go and go off and do your own thing. Obeying the Holy Spirit means you are hooked to Him and you are walking stride for stride in step with Him. You're not ahead of Him. You're not behind Him. All right, I'm coming. All right, fine. Some of us are like that. Fine. Okay, I'll do it. You guys are laughing because you know what I'm talking about. God tells you to do something. You're like, no. He's like, come on. And you're like, early morning prayer. No. He says, come on, link arms with me. Be in step with with me. Let's go. Let's go. I know where we're going. Listen to this. It's a sign that you're a child of God, because Romans 8:14 says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Wow. So what does that mean if you're not led by the Spirit? Are you a legitimate child of God? It's a good question. You want to follow the Lord like Israel followed the cloud by day and the fire by night. Amen? How else do you tend the fire? Time in God's presence. Time in His presence. Take time to be in God's presence. Turn on your favorite worship music. Sing to the Lord. Lastly, how do you tend the fire? Study God's word. Be a learner and a doer of God's word. Kids, help me out. The first thing you got to do with the Bible is read it. Very good. The second thing you need to do with the word of God is believe it. And then the third thing is what? Do it. When you do those three things, God's word has the power to transform you from the inside out. But if you only read it and walk away, you're like an atheist. That's the difference. That's the difference between an atheist who could quote me the Bible from A to Z. But if that atheist doesn't believe it's God's word, it has no power over him or over her. If that atheist doesn't believe it and do it, it has no power to transform who they are. We as believers and as followers of Christ have His word to read, to believe, and to do. Don't just be hearers of His word, be doers of His word. And it's the Holy Spirit who helps us. In close, listen, don't let your fire go out. There have been many times Pastor Kirsten's been so kind, and he started a fire in that wood stove for me, and I got busy. And he comes back 30 minutes late, hun, the fire went out. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, you know, I've got all these other things to do. Why? I wondered why I got so cold in here. Sorry, hun. Sorry. You have to tend it. You have to keep it going. You have to keep it going. 1 Thessalonians 5:19, do not quench the Spirit. You know, when we go camping, it's important that you quench that fire, okay? When you're done with your fire, when you're out camping in the woods or at the beach, you've got to put that fire out. But this is a fire you don't ever want to put out. This is a fire you want to keep burning and burning brightly and brighter and brighter. How can you let it go out? By ignoring Him. Don't ignore the Holy Spirit when He speaks to you. It's like putting water on that fire or throwing sand on it. Don't get distracted by other things. And skip time in the Word. And skip time in His presence. That will quench the Spirit in your life and you'll become dry. You know, when I let that fire go out in our wood-burning stove, what's left in that stove when I open it up? Ashes. When you quench the Holy Spirit or you let that fire go down, there's nothing to light the fire. You have to put some more wood in. You have to put some more kindling in there and get it going again. Some of us get so distracted by our busyness that we walk away and forget to tend the fire. And we quench the Holy Spirit. Don't quench Him. Don't let your fire go out. Don't walk away from the fire when storms come. Sometimes in life, we've all gone through trials. We've all had storms hit our family out of nowhere. We've all had things happen, traumatic things, horrible things, sad things, things that would cause you to grieve and crumble. But that's not the time to walk away from the fire of God. That's the time to go and to stoke it. That's the time to go and blow on it and throw some more wood on it. Don't walk away from God when things get hard, when you get persecuted, when you get made fun of. When the storm comes, don't quench the spirit. Add more fire onto the pile. Spend more time in his presence. Spend more time praying in the Holy Spirit. Fan it. Let it burn brighter. This is a fire you don't want to go out. Some of you are in here, and Pastor Kimmy, I've never been filled with the Holy Spirit. You see this pile on the stage here with the wood. How do you prepare yourself to be set on fire by the Holy Spirit? You have to position yourself, just like you would have to position those logs. And the first thing that you do is you have to receive what Jesus did for you and become a follower of him. Setting those logs up. You have to ask him to forgive you of all your sin. Get all those ashes out of that stove. Get it clean so you can set it up right. Become a follower. Say yes to him. Answer his call. That's how you're setting yourself up. Let him get all the ashes out. Let him make a place for kindling and dry sticks. And wood, and then you're ready. That's the first thing you prepare yourself by receiving Jesus. And then you're gonna do what the disciples were commanded to do. Wait and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Wait on the Lord. It's a gift. There's nothing more that you need to do except to become a child of God in order for you to be a vessel to carry his fire. He designed you to carry his fire. Boys and girls, young men, young women, old men, old women, he made you to carry his spirit. You were designed for it. You were designed to be fire starters everywhere you go. To carry the fire of the Holy Spirit and to be the one that shines the brightest in those dark places that you go, because you're different, because you're full of joy, because you carry his peace wherever you go. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And lastly, keep your fire burning. Don't let it go. Out, fan it into flame. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Obey him. Spend time in his presence. Be a reader, believer, and doer of the word. Tonight, I believe the Holy Spirit wants to set you on fire. Boys and girls, you're not too young to carry it. He made you to do it. So if you would you stand with me tonight? Those of you that are full of the Holy Ghost, would you pray in the Holy Ghost right now? I believe there are those in this room that the inside of you right now is burning with desire. It's burning with desire to receive the Holy Spirit. You've never been filled before, and you recognize tonight that it's something that's been missing your whole life as a believer. You didn't know it till now, but it's like this sensation inside, this hunger inside. And it's because God wants to give you the Holy Spirit. Before we do that, we're going to position ourselves. If you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you've never said with your mouth, "You're my Lord," if you've never believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead, we want to help position you to receive the Holy Spirit tonight. So tonight I want to lead you in a prayer. If you want to position yourself to receive the Holy Spirit, and you want to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, I just want you to come right down here to the front. No closed eyes. Come on down. Don't be shy. Young, old alike, come and position yourself to receive. If you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you've got something on the inside of you that won't let go, that's the Holy Spirit telling you to come down here. Don't ignore him. Don't ignore the pull of the Holy Spirit. If that's you here tonight, get down here. God is calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you. Don't ignore the call. Don't ignore him. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to get your life right with Jesus. They're still coming. Anybody else? This is not just for young people. Any of you older people, any of you adults, if you need to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is for you. Salvation is for everyone. Come on, buddy. I'll wait for you. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? I'm going to lead you in a simple prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10, 9 through 10, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So I'm going to lead you in a simple prayer. Those of you that are out here, if you didn't come forward, you can still receive Jesus right where you're standing. Let's pray with all of these that came down here tonight. Would you pray with me? Say, Lord Jesus, I say with my mouth, you are my Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. According to your word, I am saved. I confess my sins to you. Come into my heart. Sweep it clean. Get all of the ashes. Get all of the deadness out. Come and live inside of me. You be my God. I'll be your child. I love you, Jesus. Thank you for dying for me. I give my whole life from this moment on belongs to you. I am all yours, and you are all mine. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to King's Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com, and may God's face shine upon you.